tuned in to Naturopathic Earth Radio with certified health consultant and former obese child, A. Gregory Luna, where you get the latest on clean living, natural remedies, effective weight loss tips, and sound naturopathic principles from experts and biohackers from around the world and Gregory himself. Don't be a slave to Big Pharma. Break free of the shackles of Big Food and start your journey now to a long, vibrant, purposeful life. Become a citizen of Naturopathic Earth.
Hey everybody, this is A. Gregory Luna. You can call me Gregory. And welcome back to another episode of Naturopathic Earth Radio. I hope you've been doing splendid. We are here now at the beginning of the fall. September 21st is here. But apparently they haven't told the clouds and the wind and the heat over here in South Texas because we were 95. But hopefully it's going to be cooling down soon. Today's episode is about natural ways we can strengthen our immune system. I thought this would be a great compendium to NPE 52, which was on a couple of reasons or several reasons why you should avoid the flu shot, the annual flu shot, because I know a lot of the listeners are, a lot of you are similar to my students, like, well, you know, Mr. Luna, if we don't take the flu shot, how are we going to strengthen our immune system so we don't get sick and we don't get the flu? Well, you got to think, we've had natural biohacks or natural ways to strengthen our immune system that existed way before the advent of big pharma and pharmacopoeia and vaccines. So it's very important. It's very important to keep your immune system as strong as possible. And there's definitely things that we do that can weaken it. So we want to stay away from the flu shot, in my honest opinion. Of course, I don't share this opinion with my students because the district encourages flu shots, but I don't think the district would discourage us talking about natural ways you can strengthen your immune system. Because Lord knows you probably need it stronger than ever when you do get the flu vaccine, right? So let's start. Let's talk about some natural ways we can biohack our immune system and make it stronger than it is. Number one, in no particular order, is increasing your amount of vitamin D. About 90% of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. And I think a lot of you guys know vitamin D is very important for the bones. What some of you might not know is that vitamin D is intimately connected to cancer. They show that the higher amount of vitamin D you have in your blood, better chance that you're not going to get cancer. But I think a lot of you guys know that it is also connected to your immune system. One of the reasons that we get sick more in the winter than in the summer is not because there's more of a prevalence of germs. The germs are around all the time. It's just that our immune system weakens because we're not getting sunlight. So when I tell you to increase your amount of vitamin D, ideally, it'd be au naturel by going out and getting more sun. And I know this is counterintuitive in the winter because it's cold outside. And I know some of you are listening in the more northern climes. And you're like, why would I want to go outside? Well, the sun, that's where you get the sanitariums of the turn of the 20th century or the 19th century. Turn of the 20th century. That's where they got their term, sanitariums, meaning sun. They used to put people out in the sun. And by giving them the sun, the amount of vitamin D would increase, the steroid that's produced by the skin, and that in turn strengthens our immune system. So please get sun at least 25 minutes a day, if not more in the winter. Now, if you can't be outside in the winter during the time, then take vitamin D supplements. I would encourage you, now everybody's body is different, but I would encourage you to take about 10,000 IUs a day. Now, you can get it from food. You can get it from fish and from eggs and whatnot. But probably the best thing to do is take D3 vitamins. Don't take D2. D2 is a man-made one. D3 is the actual one that's closest that mimics the sun. So definitely get more vitamin D in your body. After you D it up, as I once told the students who laughed at me when I said that because I had no idea what they thought it meant, you need to C it up. So increase your vitamin C. We know vitamin C is an antioxidant along with E, and we know it's good for our immune system, right? We see those pouches, emergent C. We know that when we get sick or when we're feeling sick, we're supposed to increase the amount of vitamin C that we take. But look, there's a couple of caveats. One, don't take emergent C. One of the reasons emergent C or all those powdered vitamin C blends are not good for you is because they have food dyes. And to make them look the way they do, they have artificial flavoring. They have artificial sweeteners. Lots of times they have sucralose or Splenda to give it that cherry taste. And I mean, most importantly, why take that if you could just take vitamin C pills? So take the vitamin C pill. Stay away from the artificial sweeteners. Stay away from the food dyes. And take vitamin C pills. Now, some people have an upset stomach when they take too much vitamin C. So try to get ones that have rosehip. Rosehip tends to help the ingestion. And there's a couple of things. I take vitamin C as a prophylaxis. So in other words, I take it every day along with vitamin D and magnesium. These are just things that I take every day. And when you take them, vitamin C is water soluble, meaning that you will pee out whatever the body doesn't need. So you can't overdose on vitamin C. And it's one of those few vitamins that we don't make naturally. And so we need to get it from our diet or from the pills. And one of the ancillary benefits of vitamin C, which Linus Pauling discovered, was that it strengthens our cardiovascular system, our arteries, for example, and it can even be something that fights against cancer. But we're not really talking about that here. We're going to talk about its effect on the immune system. So as a prophylaxis, I take a 500 milligram vitamin about 3-4 times a day, ideally. That's what I try to do. But when you are feeling sick, that's when you need to push the vitamin C to the threshold. And from what I've heard from different studies, the threshold is when you start pooping a lot. So again, I said vitamin C, 500 milligrams, 3-4 times a day. So that's 2 grams, right? Or 2000 milligrams. The studies are showing that when you get sick, you can really push that to about 8 grams, 9 grams. And again, when you start feeling sick, pop in these C's, guy. Pop in the C's, and you keep taking them. You keep taking them. Again, you can't overdose on them. And you take it until you essentially are going to the bathroom all the time. And that's when you realize, that's when you figured out your own personal threshold for vitamin C. And that's the amount that you can max out on. So definitely take vitamin C. You can also take glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant that the body makes, but you can also take it in pill form. Though I hear that the pill form is not the ideal way to get glutathione. But just take your vitamin C. I think that's just a much easier biohack to do. And of course, you can increase your citrus and other sources of vitamin C as well. All right, now the third way you can increase your immune system or strengthen your immune system is by taking more prebiotic and probiotic food. As I've mentioned in previous episodes, the probiotic bacteria are the wing, the cavalry, so to speak, of your immune system when you're being attacked by microbes. And so when you're feeling sick, you have your immune system, like the white blood cells, for example, fighting the microbes, but you also have your probiotic bacteria. So when you are getting sick, it makes complete sense to increase your amount of probiotic bacteria. And we've talked about your microbiome so much in these 52 episodes so far. So if you want to take Greek yogurt, take Greek yogurt. If you want to do kombucha, miso, kimchi, whatever probiotic source that you like, do that. You could take probiotic pills. I would definitely take a lot of probiotic pills when you're feeling sick, similar to the vitamin C. Take those. And again, I think I mentioned in a Q&A with Kate, what's the criteria for looking for probiotic pills? But ideally, you want them to be refrigerated and have a lot of different strands in it and a large amount of CFUs. The other thing is increase your amount of prebiotics as well. So unripened bananas, asparagus, onions, apple cider vinegar, cacao. I mean, there's plenty of sources of prebiotics, which will naturally grow your probiotics. So eat them at the same time and make them symbiotic, but definitely increase your amount of probiotics. Number four, limit your refined sugars. I think most of you guys know that when you get sick, the best thing to do is you don't necessarily feed the cold. I mean, one of the nice biohacks you can do is actually fasting, which I'll mention in a second. But why don't we just make number four fasting? Yes. Let's make number four fasting. So intermittent fasting, I think a lot of people have this idea that you should just feed your cold, right? When we think of feeding the cold, we're thinking of our moms giving us brownies and cookies and all these things like that. Actually, the body works better, including its immune system, in a fasting state. Now, I'm not saying doing one of those ultra marathon, 3-week fast, 24-hour fast, where you don't eat for 3 weeks. I'm saying do an 18-6, do a 16-8, do a 24, do it even a 15-9, if I'm adding up it correctly. And the body will not have to focus on all its energy on breaking down your food during that fasting time, so it can optimize itself and work on defeating the microbes. So that's definitely one thing you do. So fast, do a little fast. Definitely keep up the hydration, because the hydration is extremely important. Another natural way you can strengthen your immune system is to drink tea and coffee, which have natural elements in it that will strengthen your immune system, but fast. All right. The fifth way to strengthen your immune system is stay away from refined sugars. Yes. Stay away from those refined sugars. Refined sugars tax the body. They tax the body. So when you're eating the cupcakes and the cookies and the ice cream, even though they're comfort foods, right? Your mom will be like, Mija, eat this cookie dough ice cream. It'll make you feel better. I want you to just shove that ice cream in your mom's face and go, no, mom. No, it doesn't. Just like that's if you haven't listened to Confessions of an Obese Child, that's Fat Albert. That's my younger version's voice and accent. So definitely don't shove the ice cream in your mom's face. But my point is that you want to eat as clean as you can. So increase your amount of vegetables, increase your amount of lean, clean meat, increase your amount of fruits, the healthy fruits. Try to eat as well as you can. And chicken soup, you know, there's an enzyme in chicken broth that actually does help. So you should try to eat chicken soup or drink chicken soup, preferably not the Campbell's one that's got tons of MSG and BPA because it comes in a can, but I try to have it homemade. But stay away from the refined sugars. It doesn't help. It actually taxes your immune system, and then of course it puts the body in that insulin state. And it kind of puts the body in an inflammatory state, which is going to work against what you need. So clean eating and limit your sugars. Issue number 6: how to strengthen your immune system. Duérmete. Visit Morpheus. May Morpheus come to you in your dreams. Not Morpheus, Lawrence Fishburne's character from The Matrix, but the god of dreams. So sleep. Sleep, 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 sleep. Again, it's not a surprise when we get sick, especially when we have a high fever. We want to sleep. We want to sleep all the time. The body recuperates. The body recalibrates its hormones when you're asleep. So it's normal to want to sleep when you get sick. So when you feel yourself coming down in cold, that's probably not the best night to Netflix binge or do your late night gaming or be on Instagram all day. Get your sleep. I mean, sleep we already know is connected to heart disease and cancer and a shorter life expectancy and more infections, which we're talking about right here, and a decrease in cognition and memory. It's just, there's so many reasons, your waistline, why you need to be sleeping. So sleep, 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 sleep. All right, the sixth reason, or the sixth way you can increase your immune system or strengthen it so you don't have to take the flu shot is to exercise, 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 exercise. Now, not only a prophylaxis exercise where you're working out every day, but even when you feel yourself coming under the weather or getting under the weather, it's okay to go exercise. Now, if you have like a 105 degree fever, probably not the best day to go and go run. But if you have the sniffles, a sinus infection, a throat infection, definitely get moderate exercise. There's a lot of studies that shows that helps. Again, it's going to spur, increase blood flow, and it's going to help with your immune system as well. So as much as you might not have the energy and you just want to go home, you want to do the opposite. Go do some outside exercise. If you don't have a lot of energy, just take a walk outside and get some sun, get that fresh air, or go to the gym, do a light elliptical, a light row, a light lift. But again, do some sort of workout regimen. Very good for you. Nice biohack. All right, the seventh way you can improve your immune system is stay away from sick people. This makes complete sense. One of the reasons why a lot of kids get sick in the winter is because they're either at daycare or they're at school, and the parents, I mean, I can understand why they do this, but their kid wakes up in the morning and has a fever. They're like, Mija, take some Motrin, you're going to school. I can't take another day off, or you can't miss another day. Of course, the kid comes to school, the antipyretic drug, the Motrin or whatever, wears off, and by noon they have a raging fever and they're contagious and giving it to everybody else. And then everybody's touching doorknobs, everyone's touching door handles, everyone's touching, you know, the bathroom faucet, and so it spreads. So if you feel like you're getting sick, maybe quarantine yourself. And if you know people who are sick as well, maybe stay away from them. And then connected to this, if you know someone who recently got the flu shot, if possible, try to stay away from them, because we talked about in the previous episode how you are shedding the virus when you get the flu shot. And therefore, there's a better chance you can get sick. And then, of course, you can pass it on to other people. All right. The last thing are the honorable mentions. I mentioned in about NPE 50 or so, natural antimicrobials, that you can find in your pantry. So I'm really not going to spend a lot of time with those, but we talked about more of kind of like the macro ways that you can strengthen your immune system when you get sick. So the vitamin C, the vitamin D, the sunlight, the exercise, increasing your probiotics, resting, sleeping. But there's also other things you can take. So for example, we talked in that podcast about how you can increase your amount of garlic, increase your amount of manuka honey, increase your amount of certain essential oils like tea tree oil. What else you can do is you can also increase your amount if you have any of echinacea. Echinacea is known to strengthen the immune system. You can take it in tea form or any form that you can get it in. So that's definitely one thing that you can do. Another thing that you can do is take colloidal silver. We've known about the power of silver for millennia, how colloidal silver or silver in any way can push microbes away from you. So some people, they like to either orally take it or they put it on their skin. So that's a great thing that you can do. If you have some colloidal silver at home, try that out. Zinc is another great one you can do. If you start feeling sick, start taking some zinc. You can get it in certain foods like animal products, beans, seafood, and lentils. That's another great thing that you can do. But in general, here's the thing. I mean, if you feel like you're coming out with a virus, remember, the difference between viruses and bacteria is a couple of things. Viruses typically come on very fast. So you're fine in the morning, and then boom, you feel like you got hit by a truck, and 4 hours later, they come on really fast. Your fever tends to be very, very high, and you feel like you have no energy. You're completely lethargic. Those are classic viruses. Bacteria infections tend to be a little more moderated. Your fever isn't as high. You tend to have more of the cough and the sore throat and the sinus infections. Whereas the viruses, sometimes with the viruses, including the flu, you don't have a sore throat or a cough. You just have absolutely no energy and a spiking fever. So when those things happen, in the past, a lot of people would go to the doctor and the doctor would prescribe them Tamiflu. You guys might have heard of Tamiflu. Well, of course, there was a study about 4 years ago showing that Tamiflu absolutely did not decrease the severity of flu symptoms, because that's one of the reasons why doctors would give it to them. They'd be like, oh, if you start taking it within, 24 hours of being diagnosed, it lessens the amount of time you're sick. Well, that's what their good old Tamiflu's farm reps must have been telling them when they were treating him to Chili's meals and flying him to the Bahamas. But there was a big expose that came out 4 years ago saying that Tamiflu doesn't shorten the severity of the flu at all, after people were spending, $40 to $50 on Tamiflu, and the makers of Tamiflu are just laughing their way to the banks, ho, 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 like they're Santa Claus. So don't take Tamiflu. Look, if you come up with a very, very high fever, you can do the cold baths, alternate between Motrin and acetaminophen every 3 hours just to have a fever reducer in you. I don't necessarily recommend that you take acetaminophen and Motrin, but I understand that that's just the way of the world and people do that. I totally get that. If you want to do that, just be careful with acetaminophen, because every year they seem to be reducing the amount, the maximum amount they want you to take daily, because it's a hepatotoxin. It can destroy your liver. So just be careful on that. But the key is, like, flu season is coming, or we call it flu season, but you can call it just sick season, because you're more likely to get any sickness during this time. My recommendation to you is don't take the flu shot. And just start strengthening your immune system now. And similar with the kids, with childhood vaccines. A lot of you might just had a kid, and it's almost time for your kid to get the MMR or the hepatitis B or the polio shot or whatever, any of those shots. If you know you're going to give your kid those shots, give them high doses of vitamin C and vitamin D. And luckily, we can get vitamin D in droplets. We can get vitamin C in droplets. We can get probiotics in droplets. Strengthen that immune system the best that it can be. So when they get those toxins in the vaccines, the immune system will be as strong as it possibly can. So try to do that as a preventive measure when your kids are going to get the vaccine. But aside from that, just try to adhere to what I'm telling you. And just strengthen the immune system, because prevention is worth an ounce of cure, or whatever the saying is. And in the long run, you're saving money and saving all those days of productivity that you would lose by getting sick. And if you get sick, because look, I get sinus infections about twice a year, and that's really the only sickness I get, are these weird sinus infections. It happens, but at least you did your best. And all the biohacks that I've just mentioned, guys, are dirt cheap. Sleep, sunlight, vitamin C, eating green bananas, eating Greek yogurt. I mean, these are not hard things to do. They're really not hard things to do. So give it a shot, because in the long run, it's going to help you. The last thing I mentioned is please go to iTunes and post reviews and subscribe to our websites. It would mean a lot to Kate and myself, because we're just poor teachers trying to get by on our poor teacher salary. And we don't make any money from these podcasts or any of the articles I write. We actually lose money by maintaining the podcast and maintaining the website. So by giving us reviews, it just helps us get a little more awareness and get higher on the ranking. So please give us a review on Confessions of an Obese Child, Naturopathic Earth Radio, or Kate's Apothecary. And hopefully soon, Kate, once school kind of settles down, she'll post another episode of Kate's Apothecary. All right, guys, until next time, take care. God bless. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Naturopathic Earth Radio. Visit us at www.naturopathicearth.com. Follow us on Twitter at Naturopath Earth and subscribe to us on iTunes. Don't forget to leave a review. And remember our core belief at naturopathicearth.com. Let food be thy medicine, let nature be thy healer. See you next time. Music courtesy of Art of Escapism.